So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited the first version of the opinion of Rava that ein oynes begitten. In the case of where the husband gave a get out tnai and said, "Im lo yasin mikam atlos in yom lahavigito, if I don't come back within 30 days, it shall be a get." Also, besayv tlos in yom nufaski mavro, he tried to come back but couldn't cross the river. K'sav Rava ein oynes begitten. There is no concept of oynes and getten. The get is valid because he in fact did not come back. That it was an oinus that kept him back has no effect. The Gemara explains that although Rava agrees that nichalei levatuli gita begavna de oinus, that he initially intended for the get to be nullified if the tenai is fulfilled by oinus, veins a get midai raisa, and minatar this get is not valid. However, hareza get midrabanan. The Chacham said that this get is valid because of exera mishum tznuis. Di amrit loy lahava get, zimnan loy onus, besavr de onus. In the case of a non-oinus, in which it is a valid get, they will be machmer and be concerned that it was an oinus and not a valid get, and will refrain from marrying. In the case of oinus, in which it is not a valid get, they will be makel and say that it was a non-oinus and it is a valid get. And they will remarry, when in fact the get is not valid, and produce mamzerim. Therefore, the Chacham said that even if it was an oinus, the get is valid. The Gemara asks, "Umiya kamidi de midiraisa loy have a get umishum tznuis umishum prutzis sharin and aishas ishli alma? How can a get rabban override the din deraisa that the get is not valid?" The Gemara answers, "Mat de mekadosh I died to rabban mekadosh." During kedushin, one must specify kedas moisha v'yisrael, which implies that the kedushin is only effective through the consent of Beis Din. Vafkein rabbanon lekedushin. Therefore, when he does not return ba'inus, the chacham nullified the kedushin retroactively, and she was never a neshes ish. The Gemara explains that if kadosh bekaspa, if the initial kedushin was money, this works based on the concept of hefker Beis Din hefker. The chacham can confiscate his ownership, and since the money did not belong to him, the kedushin was never effective. And if kadosh bebia, if the initial kedushin was bia, this works based on the concept of shavir rabban and levilasa bilas nus. A chacham deemed a bia's nus, not a bia's kedushin. The Gemara then cites the second version of the pinya of Rava. K'savar Rava yesh oynus begitten. There is a concept of oynus and getten. The get is not valid because it was an oynus that kept him from coming back. The Gemara now refers back to the halacha taught in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Besula nisis liemrevi. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Loi shanu ele mitakonas ezra ve'eilach she'im bati din kevun ele b'sheni b'chamishi. This halacha besula nisis liemrevi applies only after the takana of Ezra Seiva that Beis Din only convenes on Mondays and Thursdays, as explained in the previous daf. However, i'ika bati din in the kevun ha'idna k'koin b'konas Ezra, during times in which Beis Din convenes every day, isha nisis b'chal yem. Nisun may be performed on any day. Although Be'inan Shaktu, the Chacham sought to promote the wealth of Bnei Yisrael by having the husband spend 3 days before the wedding preparing for the wedding feast and for the Shiva Simcha Mishta, so that he will be free to spend time with his Kala during the Shiva Simcha Mishta, the Triachle. If he does prepare for 3 days, sometimes before Shabbos, then Nisun can be performed any day. The Gemara continues with a brisa which says that although the Chacham initiated Nisun Liyim Revi, Misakana Ve'elech Nogu Ha'am Lichnes B'Shlishi, when Nisun Liyim Revi became dangerous because of exer by the non-Jewish authorities, De Amri Besul HaNisis B'Yim Revi Tiboy Lehegman Tchilo, the people changed the custom to perform Nisun on Tuesday, V'loy Michu B'Yodim Chachamim, and the Chacham did not object. As part of this discussion, the Gemara teaches that a married woman who was Mezana B'Ratzin, willingly, becomes a surah to her husband. However, if she is violated by oinus against her will, she remains mutaris to her husband, provided that he's a Yisrael. An ishes kain becomes a surah to her husband even by oinus. The brisa continues, B'sheni lo yichnois. Nisun should not be performed on Monday. V'im machmas ha'oinus mutar. However, if there is an oinus that prevents nisun b'yim revi, they may perform nisun b'yim sheni. The Gemara gives two possible explanations of oinus. The Amri Sar Tzava Bolair, the general and his army are due to arrive on Yom Revi, and this catering crew will appear on Yom Shlishi and confiscate the Suda, the wedding meal. Therefore, the Nisun may be rescheduled for Yom Sheni. This elaborated on the next daf.